This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest for what is the final night. Well, actually, not really, because New Hampshire Hemp Fest kind of goes into the night on Sunday as well. The final band is actually slated for 9 p.m. on Sunday, so this thing's going to keep going for another mostly full day. But this is the real kind of last bash night, as I understand it.
I'm surprised at how many people are here. This is their third year. I wasn't expecting, you know, a huge event with thousands of people, but I'm pretty sure that they're pulling that off.
I'd say there's at least 1,000, 1,500, maybe more than 1,500, maybe. It's hard to estimate the size of a crowd because one of the things that's different here, by the way, listeners, we're here live. It's Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. We can still take your phone calls. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we do have news to talk about here. But just kind of bring you up to speed because a lot of our Saturday listeners are not listening during the week. So you didn't know we were at Hemp Fest, the New Hampshire Hemp Fest, as you said, third annual. We're at the beautiful Rogers Campground. It's the largest campground in all of New Hampshire, and it's nestled in the White Mountains, surrounded by just the incredible view. I mean, everybody's commenting on how beautiful it is. I was just standing at a food tent ordering, you know, some dinner, and the guy standing next to me was commenting on how amazing this is. I said, "Is it your first time here?" He said, "Yep." And, you know, for us, this is like, I don't know, time number six or seven or something like that. Yeah. We've been here a bunch of times because we used to go to
still gorgeous.
We used to go to a different festival that was here on a yearly basis. And this year, I got to say, you know, obviously there's going to be comparisons made between the Porcupine Freedom Festival and New Hampshire Hemp Fest. And I'd say that this, at the very least, as of last night, which wasn't the biggest night, this is the biggest night. As of last night, I would say it was on par as far as attendance, comparing it to the biggest pork fest that I've ever been to. And one of the other things that's happening here that didn't happen at Pork Fest is there's more tents per site than there were at Pork Fest. Now, you're not technically supposed to do that, but that's kind of part of what the Hemp Fest guys.
It is Hemp Fest.
Right. That's kind of part of what the Hemp Fest guys wanted. There was behind the scenes, there was some discussion about how things were going to be organized because they wanted to just assign people spots when they were coming in originally,
right,
was the plan. Sort of like at a concert. Like when you go to a concert, you go into the parking lot of the concert, there's some guy standing there with an orange vest on. He points at you and points where you need to go and park.
Right.
Same kind of thing was what they wanted here. And then sort of toward the end, the campground said, well, you know, we want to take care of the reservations, and so they ended up doing that. But I think still Hemp Fest said, well, we want to get more people per site than what you would normally allow. So I've seen sites. We're walking around the campground today. You know, I've seen sites with 3 to 5 tents on it. So I'd say concentration. I'd say there's as many people in as many. I'm sorry. There's as many sites that are taken up as there were at Pork Fest, but there's more people per site.
Yeah.
So I would say there's even more people here now than there were at the most popular Pork Fest. And we're actually hoping to have one of the organizers in here in our studio tonight to kind of talk about the history of Hemp Fest. The guy who actually started Hemp Fest, his name is Tom. And so I'm hoping I did give him a reminder today that he'd agreed to come in here. So hopefully we'll get to talk to him about this. But what do you guys think? I mean, there's so far, your thoughts of the event?
I expected to be, grumpy and cynical. What a surprise.
Yeah, you tend to be that way.
And I like it. I'm happy with what I see. The music's, I like the sound quality of the music that I'm hearing.
And you haven't even really gotten high.
Get high.
You had a drink last night, but
I had a little wine. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Are you allowed to do that?
Against who? Who's going to stop me?
I don't know. I didn't know if your wife might yell at you.
Earlier today, Daryl drank out of someone's wine bag. They'd taken the bag out of a box of wine somebody had and was carrying
around. I love wine in a bag because it comes with its own free pillow. You finish it right up and then take a nap.
Okay.
No, I thought it was. I think it's a great event. People have been very, very friendly too.
Yeah, they have.
I think that's really some. I guess people come to a hemp festival with the expectation, hey, how are you doing? Right, there's a lot of that going on.
Yep.
Fine, I'm okay with it all.
And then we all went to a wedding today.
We did.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rob Mathias and Ann Leverett got married. They were the hosts of the Rebel Love Show, which is actually winding down. They're going to do one more episode, and they're going to call it quits on that. But great folks, and was happy to see that happen. It was a beautiful ceremony.
Yeah, very nicely done. They put a lot of effort into this. Chose a beautiful spot to where, you know, just all around was mountains, with the exception of, you know, like a couple mobile homes parked nearby. But yeah, it was a beautiful spot, beautifully done ceremony. You could tell that they put a lot of themselves into that ceremony,
mm-hmm.
plus, you know, into their own relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, I mean, just great music. I complimented, you know, the music last night on the show. Just incredibly talented bands playing here all day long, basically. Some speechifying, some politicians were here talking to the crowd. And, of course, very, you know, pro-freedom, anti-drug war messages frequently.
It is the Hemp Fest and Freedom Festival.
Being heard. And so, yeah,
and
I mean,
Festival.
Yes, there are a lot of hippies at Hemp Fest. It's pretty much a hippie festival. But these are folks who I would say are good prospects for liberty. And this is one of the things when Rick Naya, who we had on the first night of Hemp Fest, one of the organizers, invited us after we got basically kicked out of Pork Fest. He came, like, within 48 hours, we'd had an invitation from Hemp Fest to broadcast from this event. And, you know, I immediately said, yeah, thank you. That's a great idea, because we'll get to talk to people that we don't normally do. I mean, the people here don't really know who we are, which
yeah,
is nice.
Right.
Because it's a new audience. It's a new group of people that we can reach. And, you know, there's still some kinks that need to get ironed out. Like, one of the things that happened this year was we were told earlier that, oh, you can only have VIP ticket holders in the room in which you're going to be broadcasting from. And I tried to talk them out of it. I said, look, you know, we're fine. We don't need security. We understand there's supposed to be a lot of people at this event. And that was his concern, was that there was going to be so many people at the event that there would be a throng of masses trying to get into this room.
Busloads full of cheerleaders trying to drag us off.
Yeah, if only.
Sure.
But no, that's,
that doesn't happen to us.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
It should, though.
Right. When you're a talk show host that does issues-oriented talk, you don't tend to get a lot of groupies.
No, number one, right, exactly. And this is a younger crowd here. So number one, the schedule, I don't think we were on the schedule in any way, shape, or form.
Nothing
it's basically
meaningful.
A schedule of bands that were playing.
Yeah.
So the only way people would have known that we were really even here is if they were listeners of the show and they knew we
and there's
were
quite
attending.
A few of them.
And there are. And a number of Free Staters and Liberty Activists came up to attend this as well. Or if we just happened to meet them while we were doing our booth. We have a booth set up and we could tell them, oh yeah, we're broadcasting live from that room upstairs. So next year, you know, presuming there is a next year, and I hope there will be, because
I suspect there will.
This appears to have been a successful event. Presuming there isn't a next year, presuming there is a next year, presuming we are able to be involved, I think we can talk them into no more VIP only upstairs here, because there's no security guard downstairs. If you didn't have VIP, you could totally come up here if you wanted to.
It's true.
So, you know, one thing that I've noticed that has not happened at Hemp Fest but happens all the time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
What's that?
People sleeping in the media room.
People barely even came up in the media room this year. The only time there was any significant amount of people up here was earlier today during the Cannabis Cup, or they calling the Freedom Cup, which was a pretty unique event, I got to say. And just to kind of recap for our newer listeners here tonight, you may have heard of the Cannabis Cup. It's sort of a noteworthy, renowned, world-renowned thing that happens in Amsterdam on a yearly basis, where the best growers of cannabis from around the world come in, and they, you know, there's judges who sample their best cannabis, and it's, you know, it's like a fancy cannabis tasting event, basically.
Sure. Right.
And so they had their version of that here, the very first one ever, the first ever. They call it the Freedom Cup, because this is the New Hampshire Hemp Fest and Freedom Rally. That's the full name of this event. So they had different categories. They had edibles, they had concentrates, and they had, you know, plants, so the flowers. And, you know, different judges had been chosen in advance. They had, you know, special judge passes on.
I went and I came and looked at it.
So did I.
And I not knowing what I'm looking at, I've never seen anything like this, and people gathered around, but, you know, just looked like some people around a table kind of looking at stuff.
Yep.
And
smoking stuff.
I imagine they were, you know, I imagine they're skilled. I imagine they know what they're talking about. I wouldn't know the first thing.
But the cool thing for me was, and we're going to continue here. You can join us, 855-450-FREE, was that it was basically a civil disobedience event. I mean, it's not legal to have cannabis in New Hampshire unless you're a medical patient. So anyway, we'll continue from New Hampshire Hemp Fest. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Of course, you can join us and talk about it.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Wells, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It's the third annual Hemp Fest. Our first time at Hemp Fest. We couldn't have been at the other Hemp Fest because, well, they were in cow fields.
And you can't run a radio show from a cow field.
Yeah.
Not very easily.
Well, these days, technology is getting better to where we could, in theory, with like a cell phone adapter, hook up the remote kit that we have, but it would be questionable as far as how well that would work. Anyway, we're here at Rogers Campground. It's a beautiful location. I'm so glad to have been a part of this. And it's still not too late for you to come out. You could still come out for Sunday and actually experience a whole day's worth of music. So, you know, if you're in New England and you're last minute and you still want to come check out Hemp Fest, you still have time. So Sunday is not a wrap-up day. It doesn't seem like it by the schedule, at least. They've got bands scheduled all day long here. By the way, it's Ian with you tonight.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
Now, we'll take your calls about anything. You can talk about the war on drugs. That certainly has been a common topic of discussion here.
It turns out these people don't like the notion that they might get thrown in jail for their, recreational preference.
Right. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So we were kind of talking about our thoughts about the event, just kind of reflecting on it, because basically for us, this is the last night. We're not going to do our show on the Sunday edition. We're going to wrap up, pack up, and head out by, probably midday tomorrow. One of the things that I wanted to point out as far as differences between this and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, not only is it as well attended, if not better, but there's, it's just a more, I guess, easygoing crowd as far as, like, there's topless ladies everywhere here, basically, at this event.
There are.
Painted ladies.
Yep, they had a body painter here today. And
more than one.
That's right, and so a lot of topless ladies, and nobody here cares about that, whereas at the Porcupine Freedom Festival...
I suspect they care, but they aren't upset about it.
That's what I mean, is they're not angry about that. At the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there were incidents where, like, one lady, or two at the most, would at some point take their top off and walk around the campsite.
Attractive and, women, so it wasn't a thing of some... overly, overweight woman walking around topless and, causing people to be like, ooh.
It's not like anybody gives the overweight guys when they're topless any problem either.
Right.
So, I mean, everybody
some
should be able to.
Some people do.
But the issue, Daryl, was that there's a certain, in the Liberty Movement, there's a large spectrum, and we're part of the Liberty Movement here on Free Talk Live. There's a large spectrum of types of people. There's the more libertines, the ones who, want to have part.
Turns out that they're
party.
Interested in free, the idea that we all are free so that they can be free.
Right. Physically. Right. So they own their own body. If they want to take their clothes off, that's their thing. And then there's also kind of the squares, for lack of a better term, the family church going types who don't want to see a
what about
lady.
Me? I've got a family. I'm the clerk of my Quaker meeting. It doesn't bother me.
Well,
that's their business.
You're not one of the squares in that case. But there were a certain group of people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival who complained to the organizers about, oh, my God, there's a topless woman walking around. Or at one point, there was a guy in a G-string or
loincloth. He started wearing that after the organizers told the woman that she had to put
a
shirt on.
Right. And
he happened to have been standing around, and he was like, all right, let's see what y'all got to say about this.
Yeah,
he,
solidarity here.
He, fashioned a loincloth for himself whatever he had.
And he's here, by the way. His name's Dylan, and he's attending the Hemp Fest. So that
not
was
not wearing his loincloth.
No. That was one of the differences that I noticed. And definitely a younger crowd here, just I would say on average.
Yeah, sure.
There's plenty of older folks here, older hippies who've been around for a long time, and those are the guys who are putting on the event, as well as a number of attendees. So I'd say still a good range of age ranges, good mix of genders and, people, whoever's attending this thing. So it's been absolutely fantastic. And more vendors, I would say, than the Porcupine Freedom Festival has. The area by the stage, which is sort of down in this large bowl area down a hill in a, I guess a bowl is kind of a term for it. But anyway, there's a pavilion down there. And then
it's
there's
a natural amphitheater.
Right. Yeah, it's great for the sound. It really
sounds great, and there's just a ton of vendors down there, but then there's vendors in the camping area. And one of the things that I liked about this is that, yeah, there's a clear area for vendors, but if somebody wanted to go and set up in the campground area and vend there, that's not a problem. And that's the way the Porcupine Freedom Festival used to be.
That's the way the first one I attended in 2010 was like that. Oh, you want to vend? Here's the preferred area for vendors.
Yep.
But you can pretty much set up anywhere.
Right. And now the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they've got all these rules for vendors to follow. The vendors have to pay extra just to rent the space. Now, I don't know what the vendor deal is here, but it's upset some of the longtime vendors at Porkfest. And it's getting harder for them to bring back vendors year after year because of that. So I think they got a lot of things right with this event. And I'm hoping that they'll do it again here at Rogers Campground. So those are kind of my reflections on it. I've enjoyed it. We actually went around today because we've been doing a booth all day during the daytime. So we do the show at night, and we do an outreach booth to kind of share the ideas of liberty with people, talk to folks about Bitcoin, which is what we've been doing. But one of the nice things about this event is, you know, running the booth, it's not a huge event. There aren't tens of thousands of people here like a county fair or something like that over a week. So it's easier to remember who I've seen when I run one of these booths. A lot of the time, somebody who's already walked by, I'll pitch them again when they walk by again on whatever it is I'm trying to pitch, and then they're like, oh yeah, I already got that, or you already talked to me. And most people are nice about it.
There's the occasional person that gets really grumpy. How dare you not remember me being over here 3 hours ago?
And so because there aren't as many people at an event like this, it's easier for me to remember who's already walked by. So today, you know, we've seen most of the people already over the last few days. Even though there are a bunch of new people who've shown up today, I'd say most of the people we'd already seen. So Shire Dude and I grabbed some of the Chronic Christmas Carols, which are a lot of fun, and you can try them out for yourself. Just search for Chronic Christmas Carols on Google. I'm sure it's the first thing that that'll come up. And we took these Christmas carols around, which are anti-drug war lyrics set to classic Christmas tunes like Silent Night. And we walked around the campground area and found groups of people just hanging out around 4:30 or so. And we walked up and started singing these songs to them. It was just me and Shire Dude. We'd walk up. We had a huge stack of the lyric sheets for these songs. And we would serenade these folks and hand out the song sheets at the same time. People loved it. And if you think about it, you know, a lot of them were probably tripping and or really stoned. So to have us just all of a sudden appear and start singing these ridiculous anti-drug war carols was probably a lot of fun. And so there was one group we walked up on where there were actually three people with instruments who were playing there. We stood there for a moment, waited till they finished their song, and said, hey, do you guys know any Christmas tunes? And they said, yeah, we know a few. And so we went down the five that we had and, you know, told them which ones we had. And they said, oh, yeah, we know Silent Night. And so we actually had a musical accompaniment playing Silent Night as we sang this anti-drug war Christmas carol to that tune. It was just so much fun.
You kids are a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what it's one of the things we did today. And that's the kind of thing that is going to go over well at an event like this. So that was one of my stories from today. And, of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And like you said, there was a wedding today, and today was definitely a big day. More bands are going to be playing here tonight, and the crowd watching the band just keeps getting bigger and bigger every night. So tonight should be pretty big down there. We've got a story about the DEA seizing $200 million from airports in the United States, from customers. We'll tell you about it coming up, and you can also join us here on Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest, third annual edition of the New Hampshire Hemp Fest and Freedom Rally. It's going on right now, going to go on late into the night. You, all three of us got to bed early last night,
yeah.
but they were partying late, according to some of the folks I talked to. Everybody's having a good time here, and everybody seems to be getting along pretty well. I mean, there's not any kind of overt drama going on, and people are just generally pretty kind and nice to one another. You get all kinds of waves and smiles from people as they're going by the tent where we're at. So it's been great. And you know what? One of the things I brought with me here was my pillow. I brought my pillow from MyPillow.com.
I wish I would have.
Oh, I did tell you in advance. That's what I was doing. I let you know that I was going to bring my pillow here because, hotel pillows are just not, they're never really very impressive to me. Even though you get a variety of them, they just... You know, I'm more likely to wake up with a headache or something like that at a hotel. And I'm always glad to have my pillow with me because it's a great pillow, the best pillow I've ever used. You know, chronic headaches, neck and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. So this may be the solution for you. If it doesn't,
before you go and buy a mattress,
right,
which is what so many talk show hosts would want you to do,
$1,000,
right, whatever it is,
$1,000,
buy a good pillow,
right,
the pillow that holds your neck and your spine straight, your parallel to the bed, and or the floor of the bed, whichever it is, and that forms to your head, the, you know, a good pillow for you. My pillow does that,
right?
But Lots of pillows do that. I had a pillow that did that beforehand. I'm picky about my pillows. But what the difference is that pillow, it never got washed. It had pillowcases on it, these zip-up sort of plasticky things or whatever in order to keep it good. But I can wash my pillow quickly. Bang, it's clean, it's out of the dryer, you just you form it to your head again, and you're in good shape.
Yep, MyPillow.com. If it's not the best pillow you've ever owned, if you're dissatisfied for some reason, you can return it. They've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. So really,
and a 10-year warranty.
Exactly. So really, the only risk here is that you might continue to lose sleep and continue to feel bad if you don't do this. So MyPillow.com, use code FTL. If you don't use that code, you don't get the deal, which is half off of one or two for the price of one. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. And sort of related to that, we got a story about the DEA stealing all kinds of cash.
Yeah, story comes from the Institute for Justice, and they actually cited an investigation done by USA Today that found agents for the Drug Enforcement Administration have been profiling and seizing cash from travelers at major U.S. airports. Over the past decade, federal drug agents have seized more than $200 million in cash from at least 5,200 people at 15 of the busiest airports in the country.
So we've read a lot of stories about how, police in or county sheriffs in different towns and counties around the U.S. will get cash from people basically on traffic stops saying, "Why do you have cash? I'm going to buy a mobile home or whatever. I'm going to start a business."
You mean drugs.
Right.
That money is ours now. Move along.
And basically in these instances, you have to prove what you were doing with that money. And it could take you years to get it back.
Right. And it could wind up costing you more than
Yes, that lovely fill-in music, whatever it was. We're back now, reconnected here, and sorry to anybody that was not expecting to have a musical interlude there.
I wasn't expecting it.
We're in the middle of the woods, and sometimes this phone line that we're on is just not particularly reliable. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that that does not happen again. It's actually been going pretty well for the last few
days. You just commented on it earlier, how great your
figures. Let's jump back a little bit, Daryl, because I'm not exactly sure where we left off. You were telling us 1,624 seizures of cash happened at Los Angeles Airport alone.
And
yes.
This is all done by the DEA?
Then they call up the DEA to let them know that there's a bunch of cash.
You'll hear from the Justice, again, citing a USA Today investigation, says the Department of Drug Enforcement Administration.
Okay. So they're
at major They had 1,624 seizures from LAX over a decade time, $2 million. Yet, only one of the Los Angeles seizure records included an indication that there was a related criminal indictment.
So they took money for more than 1,000 people over the course of 4 years, is that?
A decade.
Over the course of 10 years, they took money from more than 1,000 people. And
just at LAX.
Just at LAX. And apparently there's one criminal charge with them.
Yes, that's it.
Wow.
So
I mean, at some point or another, they're just going to stand there and start pointing guns at people and say, hey, empty your wallet. Come on. We need money. We got to run the DEA, and they're legalizing marijuana all over America.
Nationwide.
2 people of the 5,200?
Yeah. They'll
Let's
make up charges.
Well, I'm sure that there's... Okay. Sure.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest, the third annual. By the way, you can go to their website, nhhempfest.com. It's at Rogers Campground. It's a fantastic location. If, you know, whether or not there's a hemp fest going on here, if you're planning on visiting New England and you want a place to go camping and, you know, take the family or whatever, your loved ones or whoever, come to Rogers Campground. This is a beautiful location. You'll absolutely enjoy just a, you know, just a weekend or a week here, taking it easy.
Yeah, it's great.
In fact, Mark, you've gotten more work done here in the last 4 days than you would have done if you were actually at your house.
I don't have any particular explanation for that, but the answer is yes, I have. I got a lot of work done.
So we're talking about this story, Daryl, that you have from, where is it, IJ?
Institute for Justice, yes.
About the DEA seizing a load of cash from people over major airports in the United States over the last decade. $200 million worth of cash. Most of which just gets civil asset forfeitured, and, you know, people can't afford to do anything about that because, well, their cash has been taken, and it's usually not worth hiring an attorney to try to get it back. But there is a solution here, and that is Bitcoin. Look, if you need to travel and have money when you get to your destination, Bitcoin is the solution for you, because if you've got to have a lot of money, obviously you can carry a few hundred bucks with you, and that's probably not going to set off any kind of alarms. But if you've got thousands with you, then that's likely going to attract the attention of a TSA agent, and then they're going to radio over to the DEA, say, hey, we got $7,000 here, and you're going to take a look at this. Could be drugs, because apparently everybody with cash must be a drug dealer to these people, which is ridiculous. But, you know, if you're taking your life savings or a business investment or something like that from one point to another and you have to fly, if it's Bitcoin, they won't have any idea that you have it. Bitcoin does not take up any physical space. Bitcoin is essentially, it's a cryptocurrency. It's a digital currency not created by any bank or the government. And your phone can have a Bitcoin wallet on it. And the TSA agents will have no clue how much Bitcoin is in your phone wallet. They won't even know that you have a Bitcoin wallet to begin with. So they won't even begin to ask questions about it.
Yeah, and if you're, you know, you know, for whatever reason you need to turn Bitcoin into cash wherever you go, and you can use Bitcoin at thousands of stores around,
sure.
including large retail or large companies and that sort of thing. But if you have to, there's always ways to do that without too much trouble.
There are ways to do it. You can do it through local Bitcoins. You can turn it into cash that way. You could turn it into cash by cashing out through a service like a Coinbase or something like that, which will connect directly to your bank account. So, again, there are ways to get out of Bitcoin if you're just using it temporarily to go from one point to another. But if you think about it, the fees are so low with Bitcoin, it's probably worth it. So, like, if you cash out from Bitcoin, it's like a 1% fee in some places to do that. I'd rather spend 1% than have all 100% seized by the government.
Sure.
So that's a solution for you. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, you can go to Bitcoin.com. And they will give you all kinds of good information about that cryptocurrency, which we're all a huge fans of here on Free Talk Live. That's Bitcoin.com. What more, Daryl, do you want to share with us here?
So the report here from IJ says that the report that was done by USA Today that they're citing from 2006 to 2013 showed that among all DEA cash seizures, less than half included money under $10,000, meaning that somewhere over half of the seizures included more than $10,000. Somewhere under half had less than that. But generally, it said that $10,000 is sort of the cutoff for the suspicious activity. But again, you know, agents now are saying, oh, you've got $9,000. You must be trying to avoid our $10,000 reporting requirement. That's suspicious.
And anything suspicious if they decide it is, right?
Yes. One of the attorneys at the Institute for Justice told USA Today, going after someone's property has nothing to do with protecting them, and it has everything to do with going after their money.
Mm-hmm. This is just robbery.
Yes, this is what it is. This is the government using the Drug Enforcement Agency to commit robbery. Now, I'm not sure that the U.S. government has that much to do with it. Basically, this is the Drug Enforcement Agency committing robbery against Americans. They're not charging people generally. The 5,200 people had their money taken. Two were charged. Were those the numbers? I mean, you're talking about less than 1%. Right. Any agent who participated in this should get a year in prison. Any manager should get 5. And their managers should get 10. And the ones above that, as far as I'm concerned, life in prison. This is outrageous. This is no longer a nation of laws. If it ever was, there's a lot of people out there like, it's a nation of laws. You got to follow the laws. Wait until the government does. When the government starts following the laws, then let's start talking about it. Until then, this is a lawless nation. People are all worried about what's going to happen if the government is around. There's anarchy. This is what happens. They rob people with impunity and they charge almost no one, a negligible amount.
But yep. Mark, without the government, there would be highwaymen robbing people of $200 million over a decade.
The government is the highwayman.
The airports wouldn't allow the highwaymen in. Here they're coming in and they're robbing right in the airport.
They have uniforms.
Right.
Now.
They have American flags.
Yep.
And we're supposed to thank them for their service.
Right. At least in the old days, you didn't have to thank the highwaymen. You could try to shoot them if they were trying to rob you or waylay you and rob you. But here, if you try that, you're going to be exterminated.
Right. You do something like that, they're going to send in the drones, the robots, the remote control robots that shoot people, the whole deal.
If you want to join us here for this conversation, I mean, I can't imagine there's anybody that wants to take the side of these agents, but maybe you're out there. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. If you think that people with cash airports should just have it stolen from them or seized or confiscated, whatever euphemism you want to use. If you think that's the case, we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE.
And then people talk about a war on cops.
Yeah.
What?
The paper, that being USA Today, reported that there's a wide network of informants who have flagged travelers for questioning based on whether they were traveling one way, had paid in cash, had listed a non-working phone number on the reservation, or had checked luggage. Let me read those one more time. If
this gets you flagged, that's suspicious.
Gets you flagged for further questioning as possibly suspicious. If you are traveling one way, paid in cash, listed a non-working telephone number on the reservation,
okay,
or have checked luggage.
So having checked luggage or not having checked luggage, this is, it seemed to me having not having checked luggage is more suspicious than having checked luggage.
No, if you have checked luggage, that means you might possibly plan on staying there for a while, thus you're a flight risk from these United States of America, so therefore that's suspicious.
Oh, so this is people flying internationally?
Presumably.
Why? What are you presuming for?
Well, because I used to work for an airline, so I know what some of the things are that flag people automatically in the system. And, yes, if somebody has a one-way international ticket and they have a large amount of luggage, that's going to be suspicious.
Okay.
The article here continues with a quote from a DEA supervisor who said they count on this as part of their budget. Basically, you have to feed the monster.
Yeah, we're referring to a government agency as a monster at this point.
Sure. And under federal civil asset forfeiture laws, agencies like the DEA can keep up to 100% of the proceeds from seized property.
Civil asset forfeiture is criminal, and the government should not be participating in it. A nation that accepts this is a nation of weaklings.
What are you supposed to do, though? I mean, look, there has been...
Supposedly, we're the government, right?
Yeah.
So, right? I mean,
Doesn't feel like it to me.
I got an idea. If you continue to vote for Democrats and Republicans, perhaps you're authorizing this.
Well, I mean, in most elections, that's really all you get to choose from is Democrats and Republicans. There's some libertarians here and there, but, you know, that's about it.
Well, people might complain about this, but then they're going to vote for Hillary or Trump.
Right.
And they think that Hillary or Trump are going to do something about it.
They won't do a damn thing about it.
They will not do anything about it.
They haven't said they're going to do anything about it, and even if they said they would, they'd probably be lying about
that.
Right.
You're choosing between a criminal and a madman. Stop doing it.
But there have been states that have had asset forfeiture reform. New Hampshire is one of them.
Yes.
Daryl, you and I were talking about this the other night on the show, where there's been civil assets?
They got rid of civil, and it is now criminal asset forfeiture only.
With convictions, so they can only forfeit
that
you.
That is what criminal asset forfeiture means,
right.
Is you have to be convicted before they can seize your property.
Well, I can tell you this. There are workarounds for this. I remember one story from Bradenton, Florida, which is where you're from originally, Mark. The police in that town were pulling people over that they knew were likely, you know, possessing drugs because of their history. They pull them over, search them, find the drugs, and then tell them, oh, well, we're going to have to hit you with this felony possession charge unless you sign over the title to your car right here on the spot. And then they would let them sign over a title to their car on the spot, tell them to get out, walk away, and let them off with no charges. Seize the drugs, seize the car. And no charge whatsoever. That's not even really asset forfeiture. That's, you know, criminal threatening.
That's robbery.
855 450 free. You can join us. Hour 2's coming up.
This is searching for your soulmate, someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA. Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.